Today's Streamglobe devotional is titled, Faith to Walk in Spiritual Gifts. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Daniel 2:16. So Daniel went in and requested the king to grant him time that he might disclose the interpretation to the king. I have just read from the New English Translation. Lanray was in a dilemma. After the Wednesday midweek service, just as everyone was saying the grace, he heard a clear prompting in his spirit. Go and meet Bosun. I have a word for him. But Lanray struggled with himself. How can I, a 19-year-old, approach the choir leader? What will I even say? What if no words come and I end up looking foolish? What if it's just my imagination playing tricks on me? What should Lanray do? Better still, what would you do? In today's text, we see Daniel in a much greater predicament. The king of Babylon had ordered the execution of all the wise men and astrologers because they couldn't tell him his dream or its interpretation. The wise men lamented that such a task could only be done by gods who don't live among men. They didn't know better. Yet Daniel boldly approached the king, requesting time to reveal the dream and its interpretation. Remarkably, when Daniel made this request, he didn't yet know the dream or its meaning. What he did have was faith, faith in the God of heaven who reveals secrets. Daniel believed that God would come through, and that confidence empowered him to take the bold step. To make full use of your God-given gifts, you must trust that God's power will flow through you. Consider Peter and John in Acts 3, 6, 12-16. They didn't rely on their own strength, but on the authority of Jesus. The power is not yours. It belongs to Jesus. Yet he has given you the authority to use his power. Have faith that his power will flow through you as you step out in obedience. By doing so, you give expression to the gifts God has placed in you. Reflection. What gifts has God placed in you that require faith to activate? Trust him today and step out boldly in obedience. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Ecclesiastes 1-2. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Ecclesiastes 1-2.
The Book of Ecclesiastes. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem.
Meaningless, meaningless,
says the teacher.
Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does anyone gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say?
Look, this is something new.
It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of people of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow them. I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God has laid on the human race. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless. A chasing after the wind. What is crooked cannot be straightened, what is lacking cannot be counted. I said to myself, look, I have grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I've experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I learned that this, too, is a chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief.
I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is madness. And what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was good for people to do under the heavens during the few days of their lives. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water groves of flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired male and female singers and a harem as well. The delights of a man's heart. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. In all this, my wisdom stayed with me. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet, when I surveyed all that my hands had done, and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun.
Then I turned my thoughts to consider wisdom, and also madness and folly. What more can the king's successor do than what has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise have eyes in their heads, while fools walk in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I said to myself, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said to myself, this too is meaningless. For the wise, like the fool, will not be long remembered. The days have already come when both have been forgotten. Like the fool, the wise too must die. So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must lead them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish. Yet they will have control over all the toil into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For people may labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then they must leave all they own to others who have not toiled for it. This too is meaningless and a great misfortune. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days their work is grief and pain. Even at night their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. People can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This too I see is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, He gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. This, too, is meaningless. A chasing after the wind.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.